The Hillsborough County League of Women Voters held a forum today to discuss the ongoing controversy surrounding the reduction of terror threats at the cost of diminished personal freedom. Professor Charlie Rose of Stetson University, a law professor and former judge advocate general in the service, gave his views on the current situation. In post-9/11 America, there was a widely accepted view that terrorism threats needed to be reduced at all costs, including the cost of reduced human rights. Several pieces of legislation were passed post-9/11 that shifted focus from traditional foundational human rights issues to attempting to reduce terror threat. Professor Rose contends that there's a fundamental inability to provide security without underlying freedoms.
Because you cannot prosecute a war, you cannot guarantee a liberty. You cannot guarantee security without first fundamentally protecting those values that make you who and what you are. Because the attack of 9/11 was not an attack on our financial structure. It was not an attack on our physical possessions. It was an attack on our belief that individual freedoms matter. Benjamin Franklin said it very, very well. They that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety.
Rose asserts that the real effect of the Patriot Act was on crime reduction versus the intended terrorism reduction.
They combine the war against terror with the war on crime. They combine it in a way that allows law enforcement and the Department of Justice to take evidence that was initially acquired through a violation of the constitutional rights for the purpose of national security and to sort of wash it in the fact that it was a national security investigation and then presented in a criminal court and use it for a criminal prosecution. And the effect of this has been to decrease your Fourth Amendment right to privacy, your Sixth Amendment right to counsel, and your 14th Amendment right to fundamental due process.
Professor Rose asserts that stresses between the military legal network and the Bush administration were profound and destructive.
The unknown fight that has occurred between the senior legal lawyers of the various judge advocate corps and the current administration, where it has been military lawyers who have fought and defended the rule of law behind the scenes.
He also contends that Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld went too far in his interpretation of the new legislation.
As a former Army officer and as a law professor, I think I can unfortunately categorically state that at a minimum, the Secretary of Defense has violated the Geneva Convention and is probably, could be fairly defined, as a war criminal.
Professor Rose also contends that U.S. contractors based in Iraq have operated above the law in general, creating destabilization.
Do you know what happens to a contractor in Iraq who murders someone or rapes someone or who steals hundreds of thousands of dollars? A contractor? They get fired and they go work for another contractor or they go home.
Rose has also asserted that President Bush has covertly pardoned telecom executives involved in providing surveillance data.
The Congress of the United States recently, particularly the House of Representatives, did a magnificent thing. Refused to give immunity to telecommunications companies for surveillance that had already been done. Now, I will bet you dollars to donuts that the President of the United States has prospectively pardoned an entire raft of folks that he has empowered in the name of security to ignore civil liberty. And those pardons have probably been classified.
When asked about his expectations of improvements in light of the fall elections, Professor Rose offered this.
The Republican candidate is a great American hero who spent many years in a prison in Vietnam for his country, and that service should always be honored. But I think he's made it very clear that his intention is to continue with the status quo. He wasn't like that at one point. At one point, he was much more interested in personal security. I don't know which is true for him. The Democratic candidates haven't identified what they would do, but you got to believe that any change would be better than the status quo.
For WMNF Radio, this is Mark Anderson reporting from Tampa.